And now, James Gravel.
In several previous lessons, we have examined the revealed will of God as found within the Bible. The first place we should always seek God's will is in God's Word. In fact, living according to God's revealed will must be the chief aim of our lives. If we intend to follow God's will, then we must let Him, through His Word, control our hearts. Basically, doing God's will comes down to our willingness to express an attitude of humility and obedience. In Ephesians 6, verses 5 and 6, Paul spoke of sincerity of heart, doing the will of God from the heart. When we have our hearts centered on what is really important, we will act correctly because our perspectives are in line with God's. The secret to a life of Christian contentment can be found in possessing the determination to bring our will into line with God's will. Within the Bible, we possess all the principles of conduct that we need to make wise, godly decisions. God's Word is sufficient and not only must guide us in our daily lives, but also must overrule whatever impressions we might gather from extra-biblical sources or circumstances. Consider the case of David before he became Israel's king. Saul, who was king at the time, set out to kill David. Yet not once, but twice, David found himself in a situation where he easily could have killed Saul, 1 Samuel 24:4 and 26:8. David, however, chose to keep God's law by not slaying the Lord's anointed, 2 Samuel 1:14. David knew what God's law said. That is, he knew what God's will was in this instance, and he was determined to obey it. The Scriptures provide us with comprehensive principles and examples that relate to human attitudes and behaviors and every other activity. Each decision we will ever be called upon to make is covered in one way or another within God's Word. Insofar as the choices we make are not contrary to that Word, because we possess freedom of choice, we are at liberty to choose from any number of possibilities. The trick is to allow God's Word to guide our free will so it matches His decreed will.